bless you, O Lord. We exalt you for your love and for your mercy over us. We exalt you for you are God and you are God alone. You are God, you are not a man. Father, we exalt you. We bless you. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, for you are God and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you. We honor you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace upon us. O Lord, we exalt your name. Thank you for the mercy that you have shown unto us. Oh, for no greater love is this that you, the Lord, you give up yourself for us. We worship and exalt your name. We bow before you, O Lord. Abba, Father, thank you. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us, that this day we experience your favor, experience your goodness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 6th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life, upon your household. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, today I break forth on every side. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon my life. The hand of the Lord is upon my destiny. In the name of Jesus, my life is preserved by his word. In the name of Jesus, today I cancel every whisper of failure, every whisper of defeat over my life. I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I roar in faith and I declare over my day, you are a day of blessing, a day of favor, a day of mercy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my description today is by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, for I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Therefore, I take back every territory that the enemy has taken away from me. I recover them. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every demonic timeline over my day. In the name of Jesus, and I replace them with divine timing from the presence of the Lord. I release the angels of the Lord on assignment on my behalf to enforce the promises of God upon me. Today, I enjoy angelic activities in the name of Jesus. Oh, for he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me. In the name of Jesus, I receive blessings from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every lies of the enemy concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, this day I speak to you. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I break any form of evil that is in this day. I break you into pieces. In the name of Jesus, any delay that has been designed into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. I declare that every gate, doors of this day, you are lifted, and the Lord God of hosts come into my day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare blessing. I declare favor as my experience. In the name of Jesus, I go out today. I have the favor of the Lord. I receive favor in difficult places. In the name of Jesus, all today I am blessed and all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord opened unto me his good treasures. As I go out, I am blessed. My coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, my going out and coming in is secured by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, by the grace of God, today we are moving to the second part of the word that we began on Tuesday by the grace of God. Tuesday, we had like an introduction into this word, standing on the book of Psalm 18. I encourage you to read from verse 1, from the first verse to the last verse. And I told you that, you know, in beginning, we spoke about the battle of displacement and we prayed. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to the second one, and that is the battle of delay. In brackets, you can put it there, time wasters. Verse 29 of Psalm 18 says, "For by you I can run against a troop, and by God I can leap over a wall." I want you to hold this scripture in your hand, because that is going to be the foundation on which we are going to pray. Now listen, the battle of every season will always arise to challenge your movement, to challenge your progress, to bring your life to a stop, to bring delay across your way in getting to your place of harvest in its season. This is where you need God as a deliverer, because this battle we form so much a line of delay. And if you are not very careful and prayerful and rely on God as your deliverer, this is going to entangle your life so much more that it will be a great delay on your journey to your season of harvest, on your journey to fulfilling purpose and destiny. And like I said, that is why you need God as a deliverer. Going by our anchor scripture, verse 2 of Psalm 18, "The Lord is my rock." I want you to examine carefully what the psalmist says in this verse 2, and I want you to pick them one by one and stand upon them as a weapon, as a defense for you as you go along in the journey of life. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." I said that this is the junction where you need God as a deliverer. Beloved, I want you to hold this in your hand. There is no alternative to fulfilling destiny except you are spiritual and you stand against the devices of the enemy. There is no alternative. Yes, I know there are so many teachings out there. Let me tell you, please, the kingdom of God is not only in words, but in the manifestations of power. So if you want to fulfill destiny, there is no alternative. You have to be spiritual and stand against the devices of the enemy. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood," Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, "but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." No other alternative than for you to stand and pray, for you to stand upon prayer and stand upon the word of the Lord. Now listen, this battle of delay, this battle of time waster, if you do not stand on the word of the Lord and fight in the place of prayer, this battle will make you doubt the integrity of God's word. It will make you doubt the integrity of the fulfillment of the word of God over your life, because everything around you, you will be seeing them afar, but yet you will not attain to them because it will just hold you down. But then, beloved, you have to break forth in prayer. You have to stand in prayer and in the word as your weapon and fight. Press on in the place of prayer and the study of the word. Press on the fulfillment of your destiny. Press on to birth the reality of your purposeful destiny. Hold on unto it to give birth to the reality of your destiny. The wicked will always raise battle at you to reduce you, to bring you to little, to reduce you to the promises of God, to make you live less to the promises of God upon your life. life. Say to yourself, I will not be reduced to little. I will not be little to the promises of God upon my life. I will fulfill that which is spoken concerning me in the name of Jesus. I will not be little to the promises of God upon my life. I will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. I break forth on every side in the name of Jesus. I break the chains of delay over my life. I will not be delayed in life in the name of Jesus. For by my God, I run over a troop, and by my God, I leap over every wall of delay in the name of Jesus. I will not be delayed. I refuse to be held down in the name of Jesus. I want you to go through this podcast this morning. Listen, I want you to listen with a mind of prayer. You begin to pray at every instant over your life that the Lord will break every chain of delay around your life. I know delay is not denial like people say, but please, you better be sure that it is not a battle of delay. It is not a battle of time waster that is holding you down, so that you will not just keep quoting any quotes that you don't understand. There are fulfillments that are marked with time. If you do not clear these forces that surround your life and call upon the deliverer, the enemy will waste your time. They will waste your life. They will continue to play around you. Others will go past you and you will just be there at a point. Listen, I just said it now, that there are fulfillments that are marked with time. There are things that you are supposed to do in your life that are time bound, because at a particular time, this thing is glorious. If you do it at a lesser time, it's not that it's not a testimony. Yes, it is, but there is time for that particular fulfillment. Do not allow the enemy to delay your life. Yes, they said delay is not denial. You better be sure, dearly beloved, that it is not a battle of delay. It is not a battle of time waster that is behind it. Because if you go down to the book of Daniel chapter 10, the Bible says there that Daniel, he has prayed, he has made a request for some times, and it has been delayed. Verse 12 of Daniel chapter 12, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord spoke to Daniel that from the first day that you have set your heart to understanding and chastain thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now verse 13 says, but the prince of darkness of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief prince, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, I want you to look at that place very well. The answer to the request has been released 21 days behind, but the prince of Persia was holding him down, not until divine intervention. Beloved, note this. You cannot carry prophecy, promises of God upon your life, and at the same time carry carelessness and prayerlessness. That combination will not work. That equation can never be balanced. That combination is called disaster. It's called destiny killer. It's called time waster. Beloved, arise and pray. Break the shackles of delay, the shackles of time waster. Break the shackles of delay, the shackles of time waster around your life. I want you to pray. Lift up your voice. Just this one prayer point. God, and call upon God that in the name of Jesus, I break every barrier of delay, every barrier of time waster over my life. The Lord has given you promises. There are covenants, there are promises, prophecies, covenant upon your life, but yet you've been counting calendars, you've been counting days. You are yet to hold on to the fulfillment. Pray, Lord, I break every barrier of delay, every barrier of time waster. For by you, my God, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall of limitation. In the name of Jesus, barrier is broken over my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you this morning. The barrier of delay over your life is broken, is taken away. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bring you out by his outstretched arm in the name of Jesus. It is done. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.